Hello, dear listeners. Nick Capodice here.
And Hannah McCarthy here.
This is our second episode of what we're calling Civics Shorts.
They are created with middle schoolers in mind.
But any human can listen to it of any age and get something out of it.
Because of the coronavirus outbreak and quarantining and social isolation, we thought a short on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention might be helpful.
So without further ado, the CDC, brought to you by Jackie Fulton. Enjoy.
Do you remember the scene in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, where Dopey has the fly swatter?
Are there six or seven people in the audience who will volunteer to help us combat this evil? Good. Well, thank you, men.
Wait, what? I don't remember this scene.
Well, that's because it's actually not from the movie, but is a public service announcement put out by the government starring the dwarves.
But before we can attack the enemy, there are certain facts we must know. The first and all-important fact is this. The Anopheles mosquito must have water to lay her eggs in. All right, men, now we can begin to fight.
Fight?
Yes, we've got to kill everyone in the house.
Dopey is trying to kill a mosquito that's landed on Grumpy's throat with that fly swatter. He lifts up his beard and whacks him in the neck. Grumpy returns the favor by hitting Dopey over the head with a chisel. This video is called Winged Scourge, a public service announcement about the prevention of malaria.
Oh, just thinking about this is making me itch.
During World War II, 60,000 soldiers died. Not on the battlefield, but from malaria.
This is Corregidor, where in May 1942, soldiers of the United States Army were humiliated as never before in their history. Prior to this surrender, 85% of our men, 9 out of 10, had already surrendered to a different enemy. Who was that enemy? The malaria-carrying mosquito.
Okay, it sounds like something had to be done.
In 1946, the government started a new department. Their mission? To get rid of malaria. I'm Jackie.
I'm Jimmy. Today on Civics 101 Shorts, we're going to give you the who, why, and how of the new malaria fighting department, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC.
The CDC is part of the Department of Health and Human Services.
And it's headquartered in ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, once a hotspot for malaria in the U.S.
But the CDC doesn't just work in the United States. They help folks across the world.
Right here, we are trying to get some samples from the bats because there's an outbreak right now. There's a current outbreak of rabies in cattle in this area.
Because diseases spread.
And the CDC wants to stop them in their tracks.
Before they get the chance to infect Americans. So, in 1946, when the CDC was created, they swung into action to fight malaria.
They sprayed insecticides, passed out mosquito nets,
provided medication, educated folks on getting rid of any standing water.
In 3 years, malaria was under control in the United States.
The CDC moved on to fight the other big health battles at the time.
Sexually transmitted diseases and tuberculosis. Who? The CDC has super high-tech labs, including an insectary.
Ooh, a lab full of bugs.
Because insects carry so many diseases.
Inside the CDC insectary, researchers are working on ways to keep people healthy by reducing the transmission or spread of malaria in areas where it occurs, and to ensure this disease doesn't return to the places where it no longer exists.
All kinds of people work for the CDC.
Doctors.
Lawyers.
Communication specialists. My favorites are called disease detectives. How?
You've probably seen doctors on TV wearing big hazmat suits.
Then you've got to get into the suit and get it off without touching any of the dirty surfaces.
Part of their tactics is going into places with breakouts and treating diseases.
They track down who's had contact with the disease so they can control the spread of it.
We can help countries to pick up new threats, to confirm them in the laboratory, to investigate clusters of disease, and ultimately to treat patients and contain the new disease threat before it spreads around the world.
Diseases cross borders, and what happens in...
But the CDC doesn't just treat diseases.
A huge part of their mission is to prevent disease outbreaks in the first place.
The best way to do that is by educating people on how to avoid getting sick.
Like with the coronavirus.
I'm Dr. Nancy Messonnier from CDC. It's really important that we protect those who are most vulnerable to COVID-19, and that's older adults and people with underlying illnesses.
Cover your cough and sneezes. Wash your hands often. Avoid sharing personal items.
Why?
People need protection from disease and need scientific information on health threats. It saves lives. Remember all those soldiers dying from malaria? Another thing the CDC does is help you prepare for travel abroad, to know what diseases you might need, vaccinations or medications you'll need before you go.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is tasked with protecting you, our nation, and our world. Just ask Dopey while they teach him how to battle malaria-carrying mosquitoes.
Attaboy, Dopey. Killer good and dead.
Huh? Okay. So, to summarize, the CDC is an extremely important agency.
Who are they? They're scientists and doctors, and they do all kinds of different jobs.
And how do they help? They control and treat diseases. They educate people to prevent the disease from happening in the first place. And why do we need the CDC?
Because to do everything else we do as Americans, we've got to have our health. This episode was produced by Jackie Fulton with Jimmy Gutierrez.
Erica Janik is NHPR's editorial fly swatter.
Maureen McMurray runs a wellness blog, but I'm not allowed to tell you the name.
And by the way, if you'd like to see the Disney film Winged Scourge with Dopey and the Flyswatter, a link is in the show notes and on our website. It is truly something to behold.
Civic Shorts are brought to you in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and are a production of NHPR, New Hampshire Public Radio.